online, on your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group,
this is KMFM.
And with the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Joanna Earle.
Police are still questioning a man after a woman was stabbed to death in the car park of a Kent shopping centre. Emergency crews were called to Chatham's Dockyard outlet following reports of a serious assault yesterday morning. A 25-year-old from Rochester is being held on suspicion of murder. We're told the victim and suspect are thought to have known each other.
KMFM News.
The Conservative leader of Kensington and Chelsea Council insists a meeting last night didn't go ahead because of legal advice. The Prime Minister's spokesman has criticised the decision to cancel the session when reporters turned up, but the leader said an open door hearing would put the public investigation at risk. Nicholas Paget-Brown insists he won't be stepping down.
I think at the moment people don't want to particularly hear from me. They want to feel that as leader of the council I'm putting in place a range of services that will support them. That's what I'm doing, that's my priority, and that's why I'm not getting drawn into lots of political noises on and off.
A convicted paedophile who went on to sexually abuse a young child has been jailed for 13 years. A judge said Nicholas Brand was a continuing danger and would have to serve two-thirds of his sentence before being considered for release. The 54-year-old from the High Street in Chatham was previously jailed in the 90s for abusing two children.
This is KMFM.
KMFM has been told mental well-being is preventing young people in Thanet from getting jobs. A career charity has carried out the research and found a lack of guidance and support were also major issues. CXK helps young adults in Kent get into education, employment or training. Andrew Dennis is from the organisation. He says low confidence and self-esteem are often barriers.
A lot of the young people have moved to new areas and didn't know anybody, so all these kind of impacted on young people and their ability to feel confident enough to approach employers and make that first phone call or interaction.
An investigation's underway after a dog was found dumped outside a vet's in Kent, tied to railings. The Jack Russell Terrier was discovered by staff in Sandwich on Tuesday morning. The RSPCA are now caring for him and say he'll be rehomed if the owner doesn't come forward. And a Kent social media expert has been chatting to KMFM about how much sites like Facebook and Twitter are having a big impact on our daily lives. Stats released on National Social Media Day predict around a third of the world's population will be using a form of it by 2020. Zoe Cairns says it's only going to get bigger.
I think the future for social media is it's going to be part of our everyday life still, and it's going to be a new way in which we communicate. And it's only going to even get more sophisticated and more advanced with now virtual reality and augmented reality coming into place as well.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Tennis, and there's doubts over whether Britain's Johanna Konta will compete at Wimbledon. She's had to withdraw from the Eastbourne International with a spine injury. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.